Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor in southern New England, where it is very cold, with snow on the ground, flakes every night, and unusually cold. And I go to feel warmer. I don't feel warm, no. But I could feel warm if I was in New South Wales with Jeremy Zakas, who is in the middle of an Australian summer. There are bushfires, which we will be reporting for the next weeks or months. The eucalyptus forest is vulnerable to the undergrowth. But we have to anticipate bushfires. What we can anticipate are the venomous snakes all over the continent. Some of them right near Jeremy's home. Some of them crawling through Jeremy's yards. However, we're going to Perth, which is West Australia. I'm assured by a Perthian and by Jeremy that they're a different part of the planet, Perth. But still, they have the same old problem. Jeremy, what is a tiger snake and what happens?
Well, John, the tiger snake here is kind of descriptive of what the snake actually looks like. It's a very brown-looking snake, around about, grows up to about 5 foot, so it's a decent-sized snake, but it actually has stripes on it, yellow type of stripes, which actually look like a tiger when you look at it up close. So aptly named the tiger snake, but it's also very, very venomous as well. The venom can kill around about 200 humans, the amount of venom in its body, and it's one of those snakes that if you get bitten, you really need to get to a hospital within 30 minutes because the venom is very, very fast working. But what happened this week, John, over in Perth, they're the complete other side of the world when compared to the rest of us here on the Eastern Seaboard, is that an 11-year-old girl was out riding her scooter in a Perth suburb of Brabham, just happily enjoying her time out there towards the end of the week, when all of a sudden she noticed something under her scooter kind of move and then felt a very sharp bite in her leg. Sure enough, she stopped, turned around and saw, oh my goodness, it was actually a tiger snake. What the medics think actually happened was she may have actually run over its tail. The snake flipped back and actually bit her while she was still on her scooter and moving, and in a defensive pose basically tried to attack her and get her out of its place. But everyone was very much stunned at what had happened. The girl then quickly got on a scooter, rode home to her parents, which luckily weren't very far away. Her mother immediately started first aid, so quickly got a bandage on there, started compressing the wound, made sure that she laid still, got her to the hospital within about half an hour, so well and truly within the time limit. And then she was basically put on a 24-hour watch where the doctors effectively took blood from her, checked her blood for clotting agents, because the way that venom in snakes actually kills you is because it actually clots your blood and effectively stops your heart and your organs from working. Luckily, over the 24-hour period, it looks like the girl's blood was not changing whatsoever despite the hourly test. And then after 24 hours, she was allowed to go home with basically a very swollen leg, some very nasty bites. But the thing is, John, and this is a really, really lucky case and a much, much more of a rarity than we normally see in snake bites. It turns out that when this tiger snake actually flung up and bit her, even though basically its fangs did go into her skin, no venom was injected. And it is a bit of a mystery as to why no venom was injected, but for whatever reason, the venom never made it into her skin, never made it out of the tiger snake's fangs, and she was just purely lucky. So although she's got a very nasty wound that's a little bit infected, she actually never got venom in her body. But honestly, John, it shows that even though, you know, you can be walking around, looking at the ground, avoiding all the snakes, even when you're riding on a scooter, you're actually not safe. snakes will still attack you. So this is truly a remarkable story in many ways. Luckily, the 11-year-old girl is recovering fully there in Perth. But again, you've got to look everywhere, John. You've got to check your backpacks. You've got to check behind your sink, behind your fridge, behind your couch, looking for snakes here in Australia. But also, you've got to check where you're riding your scooters as well, because this is just incredible how she was bitten.
Did her leg swell without venom? Does it swell in any event?
They actually did swell, and it was, I think, because of the bite itself is dirty. So snakes' mouths and snakes' fangs are very, very dirty, which means that there was some infection there anyway. Maybe there was some coagulants that came off of the fang into the body, but the area did actually swell a fair bit, which means there was concern that she'd actually got some venom into her body. So snake bites are very, very complex and very dangerous, and unfortunately this just shows that they are probably the worst kind of way to really get bitten.
Jeremy, is it significant that she's 11 years old, in other words, with a very strong immune system? Does that make a difference in length of time you have to get rescued or survival?
Apparently it does, and that's exactly right. What has been noted over the years, especially from the medical profession, is that snake bite victims who are younger typically tend to survive. They typically are more responsive to the anti-venom and the anticoagulants when they administer them in hospital, and they are more likely to survive because they're just a lot fitter. Their systems are kind of built to fight these things off. But at the same time, too, sadly, there have been a few children over the years that have been killed by snakes, so it's not always 100% true. But if you can get to a hospital, if you are young, then you'll typically have a much higher chance of survival.
And right now we move to a story that's a positive version of, remember, I joke about it, but it's good to remember that everything in Australia is exotic and will try to kill you. Hence the beautiful eucalyptus forest, the beautiful seaside coast, the accommodating locals, and it tries to kill you 10 minutes later with a flash fire. We now go to a warning, an app. What have they constructed, Jeremy?
Well, John, this is quite brilliant. It's actually by the anti-venom company called CSL Sequirus. It's a company here in Australia that supplies anti-venom to all the hospitals and basically all the medical practitioners around Australia who live in areas of high snake bite incident. And what this app is simply, it's basically an app on your phone that you can click on if you think you've been bitten by a snake. And it just outlines effectively what you need to do. So it talks about immobilize the limb, make sure you get a bandage on it immediately, call 000, which is our version of 911, and most importantly, get to a hospital within a time limit. So it's a very, very simple app. And honestly, I don't know why one like this hasn't been invented earlier, but it is truly just basically a one press. It'll tell you what to do if you've been bitten by a snake and basically give you the best chance of survival. So it's been a long time coming. It's good it's there now, but I can see this app will hopefully save lives in the future.
Jeremy, is there an at-home anti-venom kit that you can keep in the house?
No, unfortunately not. And this has been brought up over the years, whether or not there is a way to actually have anti-venom in personal first aid kits. And I believe the problem is that, one, anti-venom is not easy to come by, so it is a bit of a rarity. And two, it needs to be administered in the correct manner, otherwise it completely doesn't work. But also, two, in addition to anti-venom, there are a lot of other medical procedures that have to go along with it to prevent the clotting. So it's trying to stop people having an anti-venom kit, basically giving themselves anti-venom and thinking they're okay, when really their body's probably going to continue shutting down without the other medical procedures on top. The anti-venom kit just slows the process down enough to let the medical procedures come into it. But also, too, a lot of times anti-venom, to actually store it, is very difficult. It has to be at the right temperature. It does expire eventually, and really the normal household's not really equipped to look after it. So unfortunately, anti-venom really isn't something that will get into households. It's only something that can really be kept under controlled conditions in the hospitals.
And what about the general concept that snakes are protected? Is there ever a consideration about culling when the stories get out of hand?
This is very interesting. There's almost a backlash when anybody suggests that we may have to cull or that we should make it legal to actually kill a snake. And where I say the backlash happens, it's invariably in social media. And what often happens is during high snake sighting seasons and basically when somebody's been bitten, what often happens is there is a suggestion whether or not it should be legal to kill snakes. But funnily enough, most people are in favor of actually still protecting them. They basically say they were here first, part of the natural environment, so we should not be allowed to kill them. So honestly, John, as much as they are dangerous, the people still like them. People don't want to kill them. But at the same time, too, there have been instances where people have been trapped and they've had to kill the snake, unfortunately. And that, while technically not legal in self-defense, it's definitely defensible. But it's interesting. There is still a love-hate for snakes. We hate the fact that they'll kill us. But when we try and suggest that maybe we should actually make it legal to kill them or cull them, nobody wants a bar of it. And certainly none of the federal or state governments are getting anywhere near ever removing that law.
Jeremy Zakas, New South Wales, reporting on a snake bite that a young woman survives in Perth, way to the west. We're headed to Brisbane, way to the east. And events are in the saddle, but still, ashes is turning into a rout. I'll ask if there was a lot of food left over in Brisbane as there was in Perth. This is the Friends of History Debating Society in chilly New England. I'm John Batchelor.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.